This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam. Ring, ring. Are you there?
Morena.
Hello. Hi. How's
Hi.
It going?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, just having a nice week. Old grey Monday.
Oh, I know. Grey. Oh, well. We're going to do anniversary album. And
yes.
I feel a bit guilty because I haven't done a hip-hop album in quite a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because... for someone who plays a lot of hip-hop on their Saturday morning show, I feel like I've let people down by
maybe
not doing
you,
album.
Maybe you're using the anniversary album segment to just look into other genres.
True. I mean, I like to provide a bit of variety.
Absolutely.
And try and not repeat week to week. But
yeah.
we're definitely due for rap albums. So I thought we'd look at The Far Side,
yeah.
Lab Cabin California, from 1995.
All right. So Lab Cabin California.
Yeah, it's such a cool name.
It rolls off the tongue.
So The Far Side, so they were formed in 1989 when group members Slim Kid 3, Booty Brown and Imani met as dancers, actually. Various members of the band were involved in other rap projects around LA, doing kind of dancing. Hip-hop dancing and that kind of thing for various people.
Yeah.
It's important to remember also that before hip-hop became big in California with G-Funk, it was kind of more loosely associated with club and dance culture.
Mm.
So you had people like Egyptian Lover, World Class Wrecking Crew. That was like in the mid-80s, I guess. And then the late 80s, obviously, gangster rap arrived. You had like Ice-T, NWA, before G-Funk finally hit in the 90s. Which The Far Side would be kind of indirectly caught up in, even though their sound wasn't really G-Funk. It's more kind of jazz rap or alternative rap, I guess. But indirectly, they definitely got a lot of success because of what, like, Dr. Dre was doing and Warren G and Snoop Dogg, all those people. And they released their debut album, Bizarre Ride to the Far Side, in 1992.
Mm.
And that was a big hit for them. It went gold. It also got a massive single, which has become a classic 90s hip-hop song. Everyone knows it. It's Passing Me By, of course. So through 1993 and 1994, they toured quite extensively promoting that record, playing big festivals and really establishing themselves as a big group in the LA rap scene. After that, they went back into the studio and they started to work on the second album, Lab Cabin California.
Amazing.
And for that, they brought in a young producer by the name of J.D., a.k.a.
Yes.
J. Dilla.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is like, he's like an unknown kind of young producer at this time, and this is long before he became the kind of legend that he would eventually come. But he was kind of finding his feet as a producer here, working with people like Busta Rhymes, De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest. And as a result, he kind of encouraged the group to change up their sound a bit on this record, go for a more mellow, laid-back kind of vibe.
Mm.
Lyrically, they also moved towards kind of more introspective themes, dealing with things like success and fame and how it affects you. And it was kind of like a reaction, I guess, to the last few years and what they had achieved, really. And that was kind of a big theme running through this record.
Amazing.
So we're going to start with the first single from the album. It's called Runnin', and this is probably one of their most famous songs. It was very popular at the time. It reached 28 in the Billboard charts, and it's got a kind of bossa nova type feel to it because it samples quite prominently Stan Getz track called Cidade Vem Correndo, which is quite a famous Stan Getz track.
Lovely.
And you'll probably recognize the bossa nova sampling in the track because it's really cool. It's a great tune.
All right, here we go. I'm so sorry. Something is going a bit awry with my DJ software, and so I'm just going to do that again because it's kind of freaking out a little bit. it was kind of scary. It was like this whole sorry, Sam, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you hear that? That was real nuts,
It's like a remix where it kind of fades in and fades out again. We'll fade it back in again.
Yeah, totally. All right, here we go. Can you hear that?
Yep, that's all good.
Oh, yeah. Kia ora, everyone. This is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. Sam, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Just grooving along to that track.
Yes,
that
grooving.
Got me.
I didn't know that was a Stan Getz sample.
Yeah. We've done Stan Getz before on Anniversary Albums.
We have.
He's got such a distinctive saxophone tone. You just kind of know it's him when he plays.
Yes, it's very smooth.
He's been sampled quite a bit by a lot of rappers, and yes. That's a classic example right there. The next track we're going to play is a really cool song. It's got a mean name. It's called Something That Means Something. It's track number 7. It's got a real funky jazz feel to it, very catchy chorus, and this is just a classic Far Side sounding, very jazz rap, and quite New York hip-hop sounding, I find. So even though they're from LA in California, a lot of their music has quite a bit of New York East Coast hip-hop feel to it, like this track.
Lovely. Yeah.
Wasn't a black prophet, wasn't in it for the profit. Had a talk with Charlie Brown, he was like, yo man, get off it, it's a business. The record companies are quick to end this fantasy you're trapped in. And he tapped into my frequency, now I'm frequently going over such and such ends and such and such O's. It's later for the fly girls and hoes in his capitalistic society. Money is all, but continuum college, I was too small to play ball. So I grabbed the mic device, never thought about it twice. If you think this is a game, nigga, you better think twice.
Gotta kick something that means something, something that means something. Something that means something, I gotta kick something that means something, something that means something, something that means something, I gotta kick something that means something.
Now time is just a phase, and life is just a riddle. Like if you build a Twinkie, there's a man in the middle with the chick on the side that's along for the fun. So I see her as a stallion and I ride everyone band together if you on the same level. Most of us are free based on being rebels, fighting calls against the devil. In the heart around metal, either verbally or with these stilettos. Eyes cold as dog marks of steel metal. The world has never settled cause it rotates. I like whole cakes under glass. It's all about your future, yeah, it's all about your past. Like how many faces did you mold in your mask before you're free at last? I ask to be a knot. People like to see you rot and die.
I gotta kick something that means something, something that means something, something that means something. I gotta kick something that means something, something that means something, something that means something. I gotta kick something that means something, something that means something, something that means something. I gotta kick something that means something, something that means something. Something that means something.
Yo, I'm the F, the A, the T, the L, the I, the P, and everything I say be either fat or fly. Cause you best believe I put in time to conceive. Deep concentration from sunrise to eve. And even in my sleep, sometimes rhymes formulate freeform lyrical storm falling from a cloudy brain in my dreamlike state. Then I awake to make these silly saps collapse as I dilapidate the whack. When it comes to rhymes, I'm kinda like a Mac. I got these flows strolling up and down the tracks on the dough I stack. Up in piles and piles for my lyrical creation. Travel miles and miles to reach my destination. Been through so many trials and many tribulations. But I do this shit, I do this shit, I do this shit for the people of my nation. So I need to kick something that means something, something that means something, something that means something.
I gotta kick something that means something, something that means something, something that means something. I gotta kick something that means something, something that means something, something that means something. I gotta kick something that means something, something that means something, something that means something, that means something, that means something, that means something, that means something.
What a beautiful track.
Yeah, it's cool, eh? It's got that groove to it.
It does. And for those of you who have just tuned in, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. I'm calling him in. He's on the phone. And he's about to run us through the reception of this wonderful album.
Yeah, and unfortunately for the Far Side, it didn't do as well as their debut album.
Why not?
Well, it's interesting because it managed to chart in the top 40, but sales were down and it didn't seem to have the same impact. And I'm thinking the reason might be, because this is 1995, that their sound maybe wasn't as in tune as it had been in 1992. Remember, in 1995, Tupac and Biggie were like massive. Very popular, and it was hard to kind of get their limelight when you're, because they had all the media attention around them. There obviously a massive beef going on there, and I just think that maybe they were kind of just, floating away, so to speak. The lack of success also actually resulted in tensions rising in the group, and Fat Lip actually ended up leaving as a result after this same level of success after that. Obviously, hip hop was moving in a different direction, and yeah, they kind of just never really recaptured the glory, I guess. Bootie Brown and Imani, they're still together touring actually under the name The Far Side, and they've kind of become a, I guess you could call them a legacy hip hop group over the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
But there's no doubting their impact on the Californian rap scene, especially alternative rap in the early 90s. And the first two albums still hold up really well to this day. And obviously, this is where J Dilla got his start, working with the likes of The Far Side. And obviously, he would go on to be a massive producer in the late 90s and early 2000s as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Awesome.
So, I thought for the final track we'd play today, it's called She Said. And this has more of a down-tempo, kind of laid-back California feel to it. A fun fact, it samples actually one of the Far Side's own songs, Passing Me By. And I always like it when rap groups sample their own music, because it's, I don't know, it's just pretty clever and pretty cool. And I guess it also saves on lawyers, obviously, when it comes to sampling. Cost a lot of money. You don't want to get in trouble with the lawyers, particularly around this time. Everyone was getting sued for like, stealing, well, not stealing, but sampling music.
Copyright infringement.
Exactly. So this was another hit for them, a top 40 track in the States, and just a real groovy track.
Well, thanks again for a wonderful anniversary album, and I can't wait to see what you bring in next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I've got a big, big, big album lined up for next week, so there's a bit of a hint for you.
Ooh, very big.
Yeah.
Super massive. Big. What year?
2000. There you go.
There's what? Is it crazy that 2000 was 20 years ago?
I know. Don't get me started.
It's like, what the hell? Yeah, when did that happen? We were all worried about Y2K. We had no idea about COVID back then. It was all Y2K and Pokemon, bro.
At primary school, in my final year, we did a Y2K school production based on Y2K. We even sang the song and everything. Yeah.
Amazing.
Crazy times.
Amazing. All right. Well, thank you very much, Sam, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Cheers. See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Guess everybody needs somebody to love. You can't keep love lonely. Cause being naive to it, you could just lose it like that. See, kisses from bruises don't make it heal back. It beats the sex appeal that's from the next hand. Not necessarily the sex end. One might appeal to the intellect, having a greater effect on how they feeling. Stimulating, breaking down their shields for the real then. As it stands mysteriously, curiosity, it kills the cat and offsets them mentally, so they're trapped in behind these fantasies with no action, searching for a remedy. Now she loves a man, but there is just a different type of chemistry that flares when her desire's on fire. Quick is the fuse, another love's for hire.
I was high like the vocal tone of my nigga Bootie Brown. Decided to take a ride to see what's really going down up on the north side of town. Of course I bought the quarter pound of bomb hemp. Feeling alright like Johnny Kemp on a Friday night. Looking right cause my shit is tight. Blazing blunts to city lights on Sunset and Crescent Heights. Bounce a house of blues and I slid in free. With tennis shoes, sweatshirt, jeans and no ID. Soon as I step inside the plizzace, I recognize the fizzace of a nep with the izzass. More amazing than grace, so I waste no time to kick my line. I say, how you doing? She says, hey, I'm doing fine.
So I commenced to mac at the baby to see what's cracking. So maybe I get her back in the cabin and start attacking. Threw back a shot of yak and started jabbering, jibbing, fibbing, and ad-libbing just to get her to my crib. Then we was chilling on the bed, bumping some Isley. Thought I was about to spread the thighs, but she surprised me when she said,
oh, like that? You know I don't get down.
I know my homie's gonna clown, cause I let her stick around when
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.